even if Illinois legalizes recreational marijuana, and even though it's legalized medical marijuana, we would be violating federal law by certifying it. So that's another major reason that we don't prescribe it.
What concerns do you generally have about patients who haven't used cannabis before but are considering it and now may be able to get it and won't need a referral for the prescription drug card?
People that have not tried marijuana and yet they have a condition that they feel would benefit from the use of marijuana will try it once it's if it's truly legal in the state for recreational use. And either they'll benefit from it or they won't. And we hear different responses from people because people already use it pretty widely in our patient population. And some people say it helps and some people say it doesn't help whatever they have. And so I don't know how, I think they'll individually experiment and find out if it helps them at all.
Is the use of marijuana medically prescribed or otherwise a conversation now that doctors are having with their patients as doctors have conversations about alcohol use?
Any given patient that we have that's on a controlled substance, we do urine toxicologies on them at least yearly. And we often see marijuana in their urine toxicologies. I don't know the exact number, but it's probably well over 50% of our patients. Given that, there's actually a variance in our different providers as far as how they approach this. There are some who truly believe that this is a gateway drug and they don't want to encourage its use under any circumstances, and they'll discontinue other controlled substances if the urine toxicology is positive for marijuana. And some of our other providers actually accept the fact that people are going to use marijuana, although illegally, and still continue to manage whatever problem is requiring their ongoing controlled substance use.
What other concerns might you have relative to the potential legalization of recreational marijuana?
There's a couple of major concerns. One is the effect on people's behavior. It seems to be kind of an anti-motivating drug. In countries that have legalized marijuana, they see fewer people complete their college education. They see a higher rate of people going on Medicaid. They see just kind of a decline in people's ambition to succeed. Mm-hmm. The other concern is the effect on reaction time and driving ability. Auto accidents go up in areas where marijuana is legalized. I don't know how the state is going to test for that because blood alcohol levels change quickly, but marijuana stays in the body for a long time as far as being detected. So someone who smokes marijuana 3 or 4 weeks ago, it'll still be positive in their urine. So I don't know how that'll affect our traffic laws and in convicting people of driving under the influence of marijuana, but that will certainly happen. And then the other thing is kind of the gateway effect of is marijuana really a gateway drug? And studies show that it indeed is. Teenagers who use marijuana are much more likely to use cocaine and can progress on to other drugs. Many people don't, but it certainly can happen, especially when it's used in the teenage years.